Mr. Anderson, you were seeking the floor, I believe.
It should not occur as a byproduct of legislation you Substitute Hospital Number 324 assumes that pressure from Alaska citizens for expenditures are essentially wrong, that people's representatives can raise insulations from these pressures to protect the public from itself. I believe this assumption means public involvement and scrutiny. And I answer the chair, Mr. Speaker, that insufficient hearing to held on this. And that's why I yield that order, that these statements are in order. Now, the premise of supporters is that state expenditures always rise to meet available revenues. This premise is incorrect. In fact, the $900 million Ross Roadway was conducted in September 1969, and these funds are not yet exhausted. And will never have been exhausted except for unanticipated delay in pipeline construction. On the contrary, portions of the bonus receipts were invested by the state. It may be argued that past legislatures spend too much money too quickly. But it should be remembered that those legislatures faced an accumulation of unmet human needs and an inadequately paid public sector. Even so, the state would have no cash flow problem today except for unforeseeable pipeline construction delays and unforeseeable inflation. Another promise is supporters that the $900 million wasn't spent on the right things. Second of all states in percentage of state aid to local school districts, and the $900 million oil lease money has a lot to use. State operated school system in rural areas and on military bases got a sizable increase in funds also. Together, state aid to local districts and state operated schools dropped from 86% of the education budget in 1970-1971. In addition, appropriations for the University of Alaska rose from $11.8 million to $17 million. Progressive legislators have resisted the permanent concept in the past. That is fortunate. Where would the state have been in terms of being necessary if the fund had been created in 1970? Assuming that the permanent fund is a good idea, is this the time? Can we establish a fund at a time of deficit? The proposed tax on oil and gas in place has not been enacted, and we only have not turned to that gate. Taxable property must be assessed. Taxes must be collected. Can we be sure that such a tax will meet state revenue needs? Ironically, supporters of the tax on oil and gas in place say the tax is necessary because, in part, pipeline completion may be delayed, and well, their prices are uncertain. Also, these arguments weigh against creation of the permanent fund now. What are the environmental and economic effects of a permanent fund now under the substitute for House Bill Number 324? Would the bill tend to accelerate state leasing by a bonus in order to create a permanent fund? I don't know if that question has been answered. Would the bill tend to tie the state to the present system of competition by leases, by competitive bonuses in order to build a permanent fund? Or would the bill tend to make states switch to a system of competition through royalties in order to make the receipts available for operating expenses? In either case, shouldn't the method of competition be the one that statements not and will not be induced by artificially imposed distinctions about how the money received can be used.
If money is tied up,
won't one result be to overpower objections to issues, etc., about reason in areas having other resources, since the state will have to accelerate its hunt for operating budget money? If there should be a permanent fund created, how large would it be?
What's the upper limit?
When are we going to stop bonus resales? Will you be building it up just for the sake of building it up? Does the Committee on Finance have long-term projections of the size of the fund and the amount of annual income? Is 90% of the bonus receipts at the right figure?
Why was the fund
created by bonuses? If the answer is that they are revenues for a non-renewable resource, why don't royalties go into the fund as well? Why then should any principal taken from oil and gas be used for operating costs of state government? If a permanent fund is unestablished, aren't the issues so fundamental as to require public hearings at least more than we have in this bill? One hearing. Start at 7 o'clock, get up about 10:30.
2.5 hours.
And at that time, you heard all of the objections and all of the favorable comments on this bill.
Full.
Should the affected members of the public, such as parents, educators, and so forth, be heard on so sweeping a departure from past practice? Should the public comment be received at the same time as other alternatives before the legislature are raised and passed by the subsequent House Bill 324 to influence House action on these alternatives? Why was the constitutional amendment approach rejected? And again, I go back to earlier debate. What is the position of the administration? The administration reluctantly opposed this kind of legislation. Was that considered? I have been hearing the one single hearing was held. And still, has the governor or again, governor haven't had the opportunity to get in? As I stated earlier, I witnessed Larry Mullock's special function. And he said that he was not there, but I made comments on the technical nature of the House bill. Does it be a substitute for House Bill 324? Tie the governor's hands at a critical time by removing one of his options of bridging our projected fiscal gap. Is it very few to legislatures on which some president legislators can serve? What then the possible position of having to debate the so-called I say so-called because future legislators can put this legislation. Instead, why don't we all simply agree to be a more conservative fiscal time being? Committee on Finance to take the lead, of course.
We want to have
this substitute for House Bill 324. Wouldn't it be better to have a more distant effective date? I don't want to worry about that until I want to learn to vote. My opposition is well. Suppose committee substitute for House Bill 324 passes and no vote for any sales held. How many sales are postponed for several years without the environmental pipeline, coastal zone, out of continental shelf, or other developments or considerations? One last one to keep you from this community. That is really non-existent. Won't cynicism about government be the result? That right doesn't in 1980 effectively make more sense. In the committee's estimate, the dead income of bonus money receipts that would create a permanent bargain. Is the committee making an estimate on the existence or non-existence of the tax on oil and gas in place?
Bill Clinton,
whom I'm sure most of you know,
and others.
Thank you. persons to be involved in the problem being misused and never used at any legislature in practical past. Very sincerely,
discussion. Mr. Wells.
Thank you. I don't want to be later. I'm just proposing. I don't think we adequately study all the open reports. I think the bill of this nature needs more comprehensive study. I think we all ought to take a hard look at exactly what we're doing. Then before I agree with the concept, I think the mechanics are too prohibitive. I think we're fooling the public. Because if this bill passes, as much as reflected by Mr. Anderson, there will be no need for me to go to any bonus sale. Go to other types of sales.
Well, actually, I must have got very serious if anybody would be putting this in a so-called permanent fund.
Excused.
The substitute from Council Number 324 is passed to Council. Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Holman, ask him to present the roll call on the three substitutes that are also a 324 meeting. Send the roll call on the official name of the vote.
Okay, objection. So ordered. Please, our daily calendar brings us to unfinished business. Does anyone come up with a comment on the finished business? Mr. Wallace.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to begin those with the main consideration of the committee questions that are on the
consideration is noted. Mr. Creighton.
Mr. Speaker, would you make me refer to introductions again?
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. Speaker, in the gallery behind me, gentlemen, I served with in the early legislature, and I've had a lot of time here, and all the House and Senate. I love trying to be able to follow the hell of the code on wildlife.
Thank you.
Speaker, because we had a very late meeting last night, a long session today, interrupting subcommittee work, the finance committee meeting this evening was canceled. I'll reschedule it.
Substitute for Senate Bill 230 amended relating to the